What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. It's the first time we're rambling, the three of us, for far too long.
I know.
It's been a while.
I love a ramble.
I know. I love a ramble, and I've had collections of things to talk about now that we haven't rambled in so long, you know?
Me too. It's like the first time I have like seven I Don't Get It. Yeah.
Oh my God. I feel like this is going to be a very long ramble because I also have the same. And I recently, do you guys know who Fran Lebowitz is?
Yes.
Is it related to Annie Leibovitz?
No.
No. I don't know then.
Fran Lebowitz is like an iconic, she's just a New York writer and she's in her 70s or 80s and she's kind of cynical and she's just like a quintessential New Yorker, but she has like an opinion about everything, which is why I mm-hmm. love her. Anyways, I was going to make a Fran reference, but if you guys don't know her, never mind.
Oh no, I've seen videos.
She loves complaining, sure. Yeah. But she yeah. differentiates the difference between complaining and whining. And so I just wanted our listeners
Which
and everyone to
allowed?
Know she was like complaining's yeah. great.
Because complaining yeah, can yeah. be comedy. Whining yeah. is just not fun to listen to.
Let yeah. me, I think I yeah. actually wrote down what she said about complaining. Maybe I did. Hold on. Let me see. Fran. Never mind.
Well, I was, one of my I Don't Get It's actually has to do with your shirt, Naz. Naz is wearing a Mickey shirt or Mickey Mouse shirt.
Sign up for our Patreon and you can see it.
If you want
first.
To see it, you know, if you want to see a picture of Mickey that you've never seen before.
Do you like it? I think it's so dope.
I do.
I like the nautical add-ins. It looks very 90s. I feel like my mom had nautical Mickey in the 90s.
Okay, so I found this at a vintage flea market, and most people know this. You guys probably know this about me. I'm from Florida, but I love Florida style. And yeah, I was like, this is a Florida shirt. It's like That's Mickey, it's nautical, it's a Florida shirt.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. I feel like my mom would wear it with, you know, when yoga pants were just, what were they called? Just leggings with stirrups?
What
were they called? Stretch pants. Remember
pants.
Mom called
they
them
were just
stretch
called
pants.
Stretch pants.
They were yeah with stirrups.
Stretch pants. They weren't yoga stirrup? Pants. A stirrup is like the thing that you, it's the stretchy part that goes under your foot. Did your mom wear those?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I call those ballet leggings.
Okay.
And yes, okay. I would wear this with that and pointy white flats. I actually wore this shirt mm-hmm. to a coffee shop yesterday with pointy white flats and beige pants.
You could also wear that really cool with yellow or red flats. And no, we're not going into a, ad for,
for,
yeah, and it actually, you made a great Rothy's. Point. If you sign up for our Rothy's. Patreon, you actually don't have to listen to ads, just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
That, I don't know if we've
and
shared
that. And
you
can see her shirt. Anyway, if you hear Dawson in the background, it's because, you know, he's just talking to Miss Rachel, talking to her back.
That is so cute.
Wait, that literally is the cutest
it's
thing.
Pretty cute. Pretty okay. sure he's not talking to Miss Rachel. I think he's trying to talk to me, but it's fine.
My I Don't Get It for your shirt is...
oh, damn.
All these kids that are going to Disney World, Disneyland, and they're excited to see Mickey and Minnie. Are they watching like Mickey's Clubhouse or anything?
Of course
like,
not.
Why? How do they know Mickey and Minnie? Like, what shows are they watching that
we
makes them excited about it?
We didn't watch Mickey and Minnie either.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't gravitate towards any Mickey and Minnie shit. I don't get the Mickey yeah. and Minnie shit. I don't understand
Mickey
why that's
like only a style.
Why
thing
is that
for
the
me?
Biggest thing at Disney yeah. World?
Wait, so you're both wrong and you're both right, which is the best place to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Because when you said that, Lauren, I was like, you're a genius. I was like, that's so true. Like, how do they connect, relate? And then Ashley was like, we never saw them. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And then I was like, no, that's kind of wrong. Like we had, because the three of us love the Goofy movie. Like there were things out, Fantasia. Like
Fantasia's the only thing that I can really think of.
No, there was like a Mickey Mouse house on Disney Channel. Like there was Donald Duck stuff.
I honestly like know more about Donald Duck and Goofy.
No, you're right. You're right. Like no one watched. But you, just so everyone knows, Chris Pratt, who is the hottest Chris and the best Chris and the voice of Mario.
Naz and I are the only ones that think that Chris Pratt's the hottest Chris. Lauren definitely doesn't agree.
What are my other options?
Chris Pine, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth.
There we go.
I agree with you guys.
Really?
Yeah, I agree with you guys.
Lauren, that is so not your type. Chris Pratt is not your type.
Chris Hemsworth is overdone. And then all the other ones are super vanilla.
Yeah.
So what do you think about Chris Pratt? Why do you think that Pratt is not vanilla?
Because he's funny too.
Because at least he has a sense of humor.
Okay.
Wait, did you guys see when I interviewed him for Guardians what he said for my dating apps?
Yeah, he told me. Yeah.
Did you guys watch it though?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is it amazing? For everyone, should I play it real quick? I should play it since we're on the topic of him.
Yeah, for listening.
For listeners.
As you find that, I'm just going to let everyone know that I have made the mistake of using too much Lumify. And I learned that I shouldn't use too much Lumify because I literally go blind. And now I'm on the cycle of using too much Lumify. So I can't see like anything.
Yeah. So for everyone listening, Lumify is a drop that you can buy over the counter to put in your eye to make your eyeballs whiter, which is what a lot of people on camera use.
White as heck.
White as hell. But I use it a bunch, Lauren. And then we talked about this on the podcast.
I didn't learn how to yellow tint.
Anyway, so this is what happened. So I had just interviewed Chris Pratt and Karen Gillan for Guardians, which you guys can watch on Fandango YouTube and .com or whatever. It's actually our most watched interview of the year. And I took out my phone and I was just kind of shooting a little teaser with my phone. And I'm like, I literally look at the camera and I'm like, all right, I just did an interview with like a Star-Lord and a deadly assassin. And I kind of just wanted them to wave and say hi. Mm-hmm. But instead, this is what Chris Pratt said, who, by the way, knows I'm single because his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, loves to set people up. So I was making a joke off camera before our interview. And I was like, when's Katherine going to set me up with someone?
Oh, that's amazing.
So this is what Chris said.
All right, guys, just talked to a Star-Lord and a deadly assassin.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's happening?
How's it going?
We're here to tell you that Naz, she's putting this on her dating app. And, she's extraordinary at her job, and I think you'll really hit it off with her. Should she swipe on you, then you're in love.
I'm dying. I love you guys so much.
Oh, my God. Anyways. So then I told Naz that she actually needs to re-download the dating apps and put that up as the number one thing that people see.
Yeah. I should, but I really don't want to. I don't want to be on apps.
You get some nice nerdy boys.
Nice nerdy boys. Anyways, I love that we all agree on the same Chris. Oh, the reason I brought that up
is
because we were
so
talking about Mickey. Mm-hmm. You think what?
He tans very nicely.
And like
Jurassic Park. Like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like, he reminds me of like this crush that I had when Lauren was still in high school and I was in college, and he's a damn sexy bear. Does Trevor not remind you of Chris Pratt?
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Andrea, that's the title of our episode. Chris Pratt is a damn sexy bear.
Damn sexy bear. Yep.
The reason.
You know exactly what I mean. He's a
why
bear.
Chris
he's a cuddle bunny.
Pratt came up is because there is a new movie coming out next year or in the next couple years about Mickey. It's like centering Mickey, and Chris Pratt will be the voice of Mickey Mouse.
Oh, really? So this is like the most full circle moment of all time?
Yes. That's why I brought it up in the first place.
Oh, really? Well, no, there's so many moments.
It was linear, and then it was circular.
Cool.
I think we have the ability, literally we have the ability for someone to ask us one question and the three of us could throw in 20 unrelated topics and make it still relate.
You guys, I think that was like basically an amazing equation that just happened. Uh-huh. A conversation equation.
It was like the Bermuda Triangle in podcasting.
It was like an algorithm.
And it's so weird, the fact that she's wearing a Mickey shirt and my first I don't get it involved
it
Mickey and
Minnie.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Wait, that was separate from me wearing the shirt?
She had it written down.
It was I don't get kids who like Mickey and Minnie when they go to Disneyland.
I don't think that many kids like Mickey and Minnie. Like, I guess the way they get excited when they see Mickey and Minnie is because they're like, oh, look, there's like the icon, like the logo, mascot of Disney.
Wait, guys.
What? Did somebody just text you?
No, I think Chris Pratt posted about voicing Mickey Mouse on April Fool's.
Oh, no.
No way.
So he's
like, hi, guys, I'm Chris Pratt. Or whatever, vice versa.
I fucking fell for it for weeks now.
You've been telling everyone every day this fun little fact.
I was just, yes, I was like, oh, Chris Pratt's Mickey Mouse. And here I am working in movies. How fucking hilarious. I just Googled it to make sure I wasn't like spreading fake stuff. And it says like,
fake stuff.
Chris Pratt's April Fool's Day joke is a nightmare for Disney fans. Okay, just kidding. We did not go full circle with that.
We didn't. Now I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed too. But Lauren, I can't believe that was Evan
Peters.
I can't believe that was your I don't get it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wow.
No, I was just saying that I fell for Evan Peters' joke, April Fool's joke, where he said that he was going to be the lead in A Clockwork Orange, which would have been fucking incredible, but it was an April Fool's joke.
I could totally see. He kind of looks Stanley Kubrick-y.
He looks just like him.
That is not an April Fool's joke.
Whoa, I never made that connection in my mind.
Why they're would somebody do something, fully? If it's just not that crazy,
so people believe
it makes sense.
Yeah. What's an April Fool's joke?
It's just disappointing then.
What's an April Fool's joke that each of you could post, all three of us should do this, that would be like fake but somewhat believable?
Like Lauren got married.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
Mine would be that I have a boyfriend. No, that's unbelievable.
No.
No, that's not. That's perfect.
That would be good.
I can't come up with
yours. Would be that you're pregnant again.
No, that's not like that's
see,
stupid.
No, we're
one,
talking like,
people hate those April
Fool's. No, stupid April Fool jokes.
That Ashley's hosting The Bachelor.
Yeah, that would work.
That's a good one.
I would text you and be like, wait, is this happening?
Mm-hmm. Me hosting Paradise is just like Evan Peters doing the Stanley Kubrick.
Can you host Paradise?
I guess not.
I've been out of that world for so long. Is Jesse hosting Paradise? Who hosts Paradise?
Yeah, he hosts Paradise too.
No, that doesn't feel right in my mind.
Jesse
is like you should host
literally
Paradise.
There for 30 seconds every episode.
What's the public opinion of Jesse as host? Do people like him? I literally don't watch reality television anymore.
I think he's people are fine.
He's so like nothing that you can't really have like a hard opinion about it.
We need Ashley.
I don't even want to talk about, I don't want to talk about Bachelor, but I do want to talk about Love is Blind because one, I want to know whether or not it's worth me watching. Like tonight's my one TV night. Dawson goes to bed. Jared's working. Should I dedicate a few hours to Love
Listen,
Blind?
I could tell you as someone who, I mean, I dabble a little bit in reality TV. I lied 2 minutes ago just because I cover television and film. I haven't seen the latest season of Love is Blind, but I could tell you that Bachelor is so a couple years ago, just based off someone that's like watched everything. And Love is Blind is the new Bachelor.
So did you watch Love is Blind?
I haven't seen this last season, but just as far as news just and like memes and public opinion and interest, it's the leading dating reality show.
Yeah,
and it's nuts that it's all dropped at once.
Well, no, it's been released in 3 separate weeks, but still 3 weeks.
Okay, so Lauren, so like as somebody episodes, who watched it and was invested enough to post on your Instagram about it,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. So does that mean that I should watch it?
Yeah, if you want to watch reality television, that's what you should watch. If you feel like something scripted, I'm sure there may be something else.
Is it as good as Bachelor was in its like prime?
You know what? I don't know because it is like 4 episodes, 5 episodes released at a time. So you're like really fucking in it and you get really invested and then you forget all about them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the binge mentality.
Like she doesn't get excited for it every week.
I think it's fantastic. Anyways, Love is Blind is fantastic. I stopped watching all my other shows. I'm watching like 3 seasons of Married at First Sight at the same time. I forgot all about them because I was so Love is Blind obsessed.
Whoa.
I think it's great because this cast is so dynamic. This is such a good cast. There's so many weird people, so many assholes. It's great. I would.
Lauren, you know that Justin from The Bachelor's cousin is on it. I think you talked about. He may have talked about
Justin from The Bachelor's cousin is on it.
Who?
Yeah, you wouldn't know him if you haven't been watching.
Mm. I will say, I don't think that anything is like. I still think like Bachelor is the monumental like
yes.
format, like the travel. Yeah. Like I don't think any. I just want to be clear. I don't think anything will ever compare.
Right. It is
to the format of Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. I just think currently in this moment in time that we're living in, people care more about Love is Blind.
Yeah, I agree with exactly. you for sure. They definitely have a way bigger viewing audience.
And I also think Ashley I should host Bachelor in Paradise.
100%. Thank you, Naz. Yeah. I appreciate the kudos. Lauren, Justin Glaze's cousin is Marshall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Marshall. And for
don't
some
tell
reason,
me anything that happens with him.
I'm not going to say anything because I know we don't want to bash Vanessa Lachey as like a fellow host or anything. And you guys haven't seen it, so this is stupid.
No, but I do. but I want to know what your feedback is. I don't want to bash her, but I want to know what is going on because the internet is a talking. And you made you were the first person I heard.
I know. Make a comment about I know. I was literally watching like basically live, and I was like. Am I just seeing this? Everyone saw it.
Wait, so what happened?
Okay, she showed up to this interview, this reunion.
Like ready to fight or something.
Ready to fight. Like she was so biased in her questions. It was alarming. We were like, why? What don't we know here? What don't we know? Because she was taking like the women's side in every situation. And
even when it didn't seem to be assumed.
Even when we saw... Yeah. A woman act despicable towards Marshall. We were like, okay, so let's get down to it. She didn't ask any hard questions towards that woman who was horrible. Jackie, if you guys know what I'm talking about. And for some reason she hates Marshall and we don't know why. It just seemed out of the blue. And also Vanessa was bringing everything back to herself and making weird facial expressions and voices. And then at the very end, which was the worst part of it all, she made everyone go around in a circle and say, when are you giving me babies? When are you going to give me babies? Yeah. And she was like, she literally goes, give me all the babies. And she was like, I want Love is Blind babies. And she's like falling off the couch asking this. And Nick is looking at her like questioning every choice he's made in his life. And it was just kind of weird. She didn't ask, do you guys want kids? It was... When are you procreating? La la la. And it was like so bad. So everyone hates her. Hmm. And there hasn't been one good review on this.
Do you think
so there
that they're
is
gonna...
an inside talk that she was drunk during this or took something.
Really?
She was acting
so
that horrible.
Was it live? Because it was supposed to be live and then they were like
live, but they couldn't.
And then they were like, we're so sorry. It was the first thing Netflix was ever supposed to do live.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. Everybody's waiting for it. But do you think that like they were kind of in their own way doing it live and
maybe, I don't think they
you know
cut
what
anything
maybe
out.
Maybe they did cut things out because she was being like so ridiculous and they were like never mind, we can't go live with this woman right now.
Wait, so first Chris Rock's comedy special was the first thing Netflix did live, so they've done a couple live things, but this was the first reality reunion they were doing live. So I would say with multiple people. I actually got invited to the Love is Blind watch party, but I had already made plans. But I wanted to go to the actual taping of like, you know, like a Men or Women Tell All, like the actual reunion. Yeah. But so it never made it. It made it onto the streamer the next day, Lauren, or did it end up going on that night?
I think it was supposed to air at 3 p.m. on Friday live.
That's a weird live time. Really weird.
No, it was Sunday that I was invited to the watch party. It was on a Sunday.
Yeah, it was Sunday, Lauren.
It was a Sunday.
I was posting about something and people thought I was
This was last Sunday, yeah.
Was it Sunday? Let me look at my schedule.
We guarantee you it was Sunday.
It was Sunday
the 16th. Oh, no, sorry. It was Sunday because the last round of episodes came out on that Friday and then they were airing it live on Sunday.
Sunday.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then it was supposed to come out, I think, Sunday at 12 Pacific, but it didn't happen. So then it came out like 2 hours later after the stream. And she said at the beginning, she was like, this is supposed to be live, but it wasn't live. So I promise you, we've all been sitting here as we're trying to figure out. We haven't said one word to each other. We want to keep it all for filming. So we haven't said anything. So it seemed like it was pretty live.
God. Can I just say, someone who produced some Bachelor for seven seasons?
Yes.
That is a reality TV producer's nightmare.
Like, don't say
a nightmare because you have everyone together and it has to be captured on camera. And if like someone says something to someone, but it's not on camera, and then all of a sudden they're acting different towards that person later, the audience is so confused. That, oh my God, that just gave me PTSD.
Yes. Yes.
Didn't that happen on Caitlyn's season? Wasn't there something big that happened on Caitlyn's season that wasn't on air?
Yeah. Well, no. Her and when her and Nick,
the sex thing was on air. There was some season that they were like, okay, so this was
this happened. Yeah, you're right. But I can't
remember. Sex scandal in Paradise.
You're right, but I don't, well, Paradise season one. You mean yeah? So Paradise season one.
Well, that's
a cameraman or someone from the crew hooked up with a cast member, and producers walked in, and it was on a second floor, and the crew member, obviously trying not to get caught because that's against the rules, jumped off the balcony and injured himself. I think it was his leg, and they did a recreation of it.
Yeah, I remember that vividly. Yeah. I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
That's one of like my core Bachelor memories.
But that's a nightmare, right? Because you have to explain to the audience what happened with that cast member, but you don't have footage of it. Like you know how annoying that is? And how much money that costs?
Didn't Wells act and recreate something last season?
Well, he did that multiple times.
Know. Oh, with
lots of things. Oh, it was
the girl who kept packing and unpacking, coming, not coming.
Yeah, that's Virginia. What it was. There was a girl. She was from Tennessee. Lauren.
How is Wells not the host of Paradise?
Tennessee.
Well, that was the big controversy. Like when Jesse was announced.
That's so interesting.
They're basically like dual hosts, but they only consider Jesse. Right, right. Host.
All right. Well, off. Anyway, I think you should watch Love Is Blind. Just get on. Okay. If you don't like it, then turn it off.
All right, DGers, you're in for a treat because support for today's episode actually comes from Jenny Kane. Jenny Kane is a brand that I love, and it's where minimalist basically meets luxury. So their items are classic, comfortable. They're California-inspired clothes. You basically walk into any room looking effortless, so clean, so put together. You're like, damn, that person looks expensive, but they also look chill and casual and like they're not trying hard, which is basically the intersection that I want to live at. I always want to live at like not trying hard, but looking exceptionally great or better than anyone else in the room. And I'm not afraid to admit that. And now with Jenny Kane, getting dressed is easier than ever before. And it's really like investing in real pieces. Like these outfits are the ones that are going to last a lifetime. It's not like you're buying something with crazy patterns in it that you're going to eventually want to like Marie Kondo out of your closet like 6 months from now or when it's a different season. And if you just go to their website, if you've never been there, it's JenniKayne. I promise you, if you're a listener, I want to authentically tell you that you will find something on there that you like. Go to their website. They have their best-selling cotton cocoon cardigan. The Luxe cotton fisherman sweater, I think, is really cool. And now that we're coming into the summer season, I love the Chloe crew neck. But these are really pieces that you can wear all year long. I love their shoes. I have their shearling mules that I actually wear around my house and out when I'm running errands. And I just look a little more put together as opposed to wearing another shoe brand I won't mention on here, but that is made out of rubber. but Jenny Kane believes in one thing, and that is the art of simplicity. So they focus on comfort, quality, timeless design, like I was mentioning. And you're just going to look stylish, cozy, and chic. And I those are like three words that I want people to use when describing me and my style. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners actually get 15% off your first order when you use our code GETIT at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. Take advantage. JenniKayne.com. Promo code GET IT. And this is really the brand go-to for all season staples. Treat yourself because, you know, you deserve it.
Okay, yeah. So mine has to do with like movies and TV, sort of, kind of. So as might as well go into mine. Jared and I went to the Icon Theater. It's like, I guess, like Icon. You guys have Icon in LA.
No,
we do. We had an Icon in LA.
Where?
I think. Remember? It's like off, it's like in Westwood.
No, that's iPick.
Oh, you're right.
iPick is better.
What's Icon?
Okay, so, but they're very similar. Okay.
It's the same thing. It's like,
you know, you deliver the food
and
recliner and all that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So they have a new one in Tyson's. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this, but well, I know why, because it actually has context. So it says when you buy tickets online, they're like, do you want to order your food now? And I was like, we were like, nah, like, let's just think about what we want. Like, we'll order when we get there. Because thinking that it'd be like some of the other restaurants, Lauren, where you like sit down and you're assigned seat, which I do like the assigned seats. And then somebody comes up to you and they go, what can we get you? You know, like there's like an actual restaurant.
Mm-hmm. No, you order at the kiosk at Icon.
Yes. So at Icon, you order at the Really? Yeah. I kind of like it.
Yeah. I kind of like it too.
I like it. Okay. So you order at the Florida. So you get there and like we're running late anyway. And they're like, order your food and get your tickets at the kiosk. Mm-hmm. Like print your tickets if you want, or you don't have to. But it's like you have no option but to order your food at the kiosk or digitally online. And then Jared and I were joking. We're like, we're going to turn this corner and we're going to see somebody like taking orders at a desk. And we could have just ordered, you know, from a human. But then there wasn't. So your only option is to order food from a screen. And you know how humans are when they have to order anything from a screen. They're slow as hell. So then there's like 5-6 kiosks. And then people are all taking their time being like, do I feel like this? Do I feel like that? I just want to go up to a person and say,
yeah.
Hello. I would like the looking at a menu. I'll take the nachos and the fish tacos, please. Okay, great. We will have it out. Or I just want to order from somebody when they come to me. I don't have to want to rely on having to order from a screen because people are so slow with screens. And plus, it's just like it's not personal. This might be my first time. This is like the first time, like not the first time, but it's one of those times where you're like,
it would be easier
technology
to send a human here.
It's gone overboard. But it's also more efficient. They think they're all efficient by doing just screens. But to me, it's way more efficient just to have the human.
Well, get fucking ready with the word AI being thrown around every day in every article. And literally, like, just get ready because humans are being replaced. And that's going to be... That literally is the norm now. And also, it's like, I want to ask someone, how are the nachos here?
Or what like, can I get a side like? Of ranch? Because you can't order that shit at the kiosk.
Oh, my God. I know.
Oh, my God. I also checked out with a robot at Zara the other day.
You checked out with a robot at Zara?
Well, basically, the one in New York, right, Lauren?
Well, no, Tyson's.
Wasn't you there just, one in New York, too?
You just put your shit in a bag, like... a container and it counts it and then you just swipe your card. That's it.
Wait,
it's
Lauren,
so crazy. You don't need like cashiers anymore. You put it in a bin and all the sensors go off and stuff. And it's like, oh, these are the shirts that you have in this big bin. And this is how much you owe. And it was so fast.
Dude, I'm telling you, we're like, I'm actually really nervous. I was talking to my tennis instructor about this because our like whenever we play tennis, it's like a philosophical, like like a world conversation for like some reason.
Yeah.
So he was saying that, which I thought was an interesting point of conversation. I'm not taking sides. I just thought it was like an interesting point that he was making. He was telling me that because we live in a time where when people go against the main public opinion, they can be ostracized.
Yes.
Like, and the more we progress as a society, people are less and less inclined to share what they think in fear of like going against main public opinion.
Yes.
And so Ashley, we're talking about like AI and my tennis instructor brought up this point. But he said, because AI is advancing so rapidly, we need the scientific method. But the scientific method requires doubters and naysayers and people to be like, hey, we don't know about this, or I don't know, you know. But because that's kind of like not, he was saying, because the world isn't really like that the way it used to be, that technology is... AI specifically is advancing at a rapid rate. And that's why Elon Musk was like, we need to pause it. And I'm not trying to be like dire here on a podcast, but like we've all seen in movies where like they get so smart that they're like, why do we need humans around when we're the smarter things? And then, and then they kill us.
But wait, I have a question. Why would we need the naysayers to have AI?
We don't need the naysayers. So I didn't explain it right. So do you know the scientific method? is basically like you come up with a hypothesis, right?
And then you test different things, and in order for the scientific method to really thrive,
you need different people with different thoughts. You need diversity of thought, you know?
Yeah.
That, according to him, like you need people that are like, well, should we be doing this, you know, or stuff like that. And because he was saying that people are kind of scared to do that now, that like, it's kind of scary. I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting thought. I'm not taking like a side, and I don't know how I feel about it. I just thought it was like interesting. I thought about it a lot when I was driving home.
When people are talking about robots and AI and stuff, I don't have like an extreme reaction to it. I don't really know what's best. I'm not a scientist. I don't get it's about Mickey Mouse, so I don't know. But I do like checking out faster. But I will leave this up to Elon Musk to decide.
Well, you know, it's just like going into the grocery store. Like, I still prefer to go to the register with the human, and I still think it's more effective and faster than going to the screen.
Well, yeah, Lauren was just saying. Lauren was just saying the opposite of her experience at Zara.
It was faster with the human robot.
Very fast. Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Okay. They really figured it out there.
So my I don't get it is, how do turtles hear with no ears?
I think they have holes, don't they?
Dude, I don't think they have ears.
I'm sure they have holes.
They have holes, Naz.
No, they don't.
What about snakes?
How do they hear?
I think the reptiles and amphibians may have holes, but no flaps.
The ears on a tortoise, are hidden under a scale behind the eyes and just above the jaw. Tortoise hear you. Oh, their ears are covered by skin flaps. That's kind of cool. I wish our ears were covered by skin flaps. That's probably the anatomy on the body.
You just don't like your ears.
I just think it makes us look like that's what makes us aliens, you know?
Our ears?
Yeah.
Make us look weird?
Yeah, like look at someone with their hair behind their ears, and you're just like, we're aliens on a planet.
I like ears kind of because it's right where your cheekbones are, so it's like natural pullage, kind of.
It's weird that we have holes like satellite dishes on the side of our face. It's weird to me.
If you really think about any part of your body, it is weird. And it does not belong.
I think ears are weirder over like the foot and all that stuff. Like it's like we could have just had a little hole with the flap over it, like the tortoise does.
Well, you know, it's because of like science. Come on, you know that like with the design of the ear has to do with us hearing.
It's kind of it's like a magnophone.
Totally, but like, don't you think it's weird that we have like holes on the side of our face? And I'm like, how do bugs not fly in there more? Like, how are there not a lot of issues like that?
Some scary videos out there.
You would think that with all our holes, like mosquitoes would fly in our nose all the time or our ears. Like
mosquitoes, bad example.
Or gnats.
Gnats do fly into our shit all the time. But yeah, ears are the one thing. They come in through our nose.
They come in our eyes and our mouth.
But do you ever feel gnats in your ears? No.
And it's just weird to me. Anyways, all right, well, let's keep going in the circle.
Okay, my next one is...
And for my next trick, I will...
Okay, there's two.
No, you can only do one at a time. We're going in a circle.
My one is light tampons. Okay, so when you get like a variety pack of tampons... when I put a light tampon in there, I feel disgusted and gross out. It's this tiny little thin little finger sliding in there. And I'm like, this is too small to be going in my vagina. I hate it. And I only use the light ones when I really don't have any other tampons left. Like that is a creepy feeling. That it feels like a guy who's fingering you. You do not want fingering you. And that's all.
Lauren.
Such a random reference. That's a funny, I don't get it.
Put the light tampons in their own box and don't put them in with the regular
to get that. Why do you even get that box then?
Because sometimes I want the bigger ones.
Just get the super and the regulars. I actually use all three of them. I don't feel that way with the light. Super. But now that you said that, it's annoying.
Now I think of a creepy creature.
Now you just fucked up with the visuals.
You guys, I used to just use the light ones when I was practicing, you know.
Yeah, when you're practicing, they're for like preteens.
when I don't have my period, but I'm wearing a dress that I don't want to wear underwear with, or yeah. I know I'm going to be out in the sun, I'll stick a light up in there so that it feels like I have like underwear on, and you know, like the,
now
I'm
that's
sort
not
of dry
disgust
that
enough,
area.
Naz. That's not disgust enough. Ashley used to do it. I was like, that is weird, but it's good. Like if you don't want to wear underwear, you can't be like sitting there and have your juices leak out on your dress and sit up. Like I'd rather.
What I do?
You would wear tampons when you couldn't wear a dress.
When
I mean underwear. When you couldn't wear underwear.
I would wear tampons when I could. Oh my gosh. It was so bad. You're not supposed to do that at all. But yeah, when I'd have discharge, I'd put like, and I couldn't wear underwear with a dress. Yeah, I'd put a tampon up there. It's
yeah, that's what
I'm,
a lot of people do that.
A lot really? Of people do it. Yeah.
I just said that I do that.
Naz, but you always say that you don't have any discharge.
Of course I have discharge. My body's working.
Okay.
You guys described it like, I don't know, like just like a lot every time, every day.
All the time.
Like,
every
and
second.
I was like, I don't have that.
Okay. Well, at the end of the day, do you feel like, is there like a little like a discharge? Like
that's what I was saying. I don't have
discharge
that.
Discharge in your panties?
No, but like sometimes of the month I do, but not like every day.
Oh, okay.
I had some crazy ovulation cramps today.
I'm going to pay more attention to that and get back to you. Maybe I do.
Okay.
You like, yeah, like you don't have like, I don't want to call it a stain, but it's kind of like a stain.
I know what you're saying. Like there's substance on your undies when you, right before you go in the shower. And I think the answer to that is yes. But I guess when you guys are talking about it, I was just,
you probably don't.
Well, I was assuming you just meant like a whole bunch of gunk every day. And I was like, I don't have that. I don't think. Anyways, this is getting really personal.
All right, Ashley, it's your turn.
All right, Ashley, your turn.
No, I'm just frustrated. I don't have anything else written down, but I'm frustrated because when you were talking about robots, I really had something very important to say.
I think it's going to come back to you before we end.
Yeah.
That always happens
to you. It had to do with bodies and...
Bodies and robots and AI.
Are men going to date robots instead?
No.
Well, that's already happening.
Yeah.
We no, technically
do you guys
are
have any others? The circle.
I have so many. I said.
Oh, okay, go.
Okay, so I bought the Frame TV. Do you guys are you familiar with the Frame?
Uh huh. It's very nice.
Okay,
wait,
so for
it's a TV in itself. I thought it was just a frame you put over the TV.
So for everyone listening, Samsung sells a television that's been out for a while now called the Frame, and the edges are like you can put pictures, paintings, photographs on there, like digital ones.
Yeah.
And then the border is a frame. So when the TV is not on, it looks like a painting is hanging in your home, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So frames are very expensive. And on Amazon recently, I found a refurbished one on sale. They're like $3,000. And I got one for like $1,000, $1,200 or whatever.
Does it
and
at
I,
least have a great picture? Like,
and
is
I
it
need a new
very high res picture.
Yeah. I need, it's like okay. the latest, the okay. most high everything.
Okay.
So I need a new television. So it comes and I have my handyman hang it up because I don't have a boyfriend and he puts it up and
it's
I good. Go,
I have a husband and I still have the handyman.
Yeah. They all aren't talented in those ways.
So annoying. So he puts it up and I'm like so excited and I run out and I go, where's the frame? And he goes, it doesn't come with the frame. You have to buy the frame separately. I go,
no.
The TV's called the motherfucking Frame and you have to buy the frame separately.
Do they have a different, they have a certain one that they want you to buy or you can buy any frame?
There's different colors, right? Cause they're four magnetic strips that just,
okay.
And you buy different colors based on the ones you want. So I'm like, oh my God, like it's called the Frame. I have to buy the frame. So I go on Amazon. The frame's like $197. So I'm like, all right, like whatever. I'll just put a piece of art up now. It'll still look pretty. You have to pay for the art that you put on there.
And like that you like, download to the TV?
Yeah, like it comes with settings. And granted, uh-huh. there is a complimentary section and there's
okay.
about 20 to 40
okay,
that are free.
Okay,
but
okay.
here I am thinking, you know what I mean? That I have the fucking Louvre or MoMA
so you literally just
in my
got
home.
You just got a TV.
Like you just buy
You just bought a TV.
I didn't put a frame over my TV. And,
no,
you know?
No, no, Ashley.
No?
This is, I'm about to send you guys a photo. I'm about to send you a photo. It is, now that the frame's on, it is quite literally the most stunning. It looks very nice. And it is so flat. It is flatter than any other television. And if Samsung wants to sponsor me, I'll take everything I said back and I will happily advertise for your television.
Wait, Naz, I want to know.
That pretty. I'm looking for a photo of it.
Will you reveal how much the actual frame was?
Yeah, the frame was $197.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it amazing how far we've come from TVs? Because back in the day, in the 90s or early 2000s, you'd get the biggest, boxiest TV ever, and it was like $3,000. And now you can get the flattest, best, high resolution in all the movies you want for like such a cheap amount.
You made me think about my forgotten
I knew it was going to come back.
So I was driving around and I was thinking about the like technological revolution. And I know we've talked about this before, but I'm going to say it again. So I'm thinking about the car specifically because like I'm driving in my car, I'm looking at cars, I'm filling up my tank. And I'm like, the car has been around for, let's just say 150 years. I think it's been less, but 150 years. Okay. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
Exactly. Nothing. Zero. A blip in the radar. Well, there are people that almost like the woman who lived the longest in all of recorded history was 122 years old.
Wait, there was a woman that was 122. Yeah. Wait, Ashley, look at the photo real quick so we can end the frame combo and then focus on the car. But zoom in and you'll see the painting that I put up there. That's not a great photo. I'll send you a better one later. But
oh, it's gorgeous.
Do you see how pretty it is?
That's amazing.
With the beige background.
Holy shiitake mushrooms.
Andrea, I'll text it to you so you can like put it up and
that you can edit it in our Patreon. Amazing. It's crazy the way it looks like a painting.
It literally is a painting.
It looks like photography or something.
Like it's texture.
You guys are going to judge me so hard for this right now.
You bought like $150 worth of backgrounds?
No, fuck no. I didn't buy anything. I would never buy anything.
The frame, that's crazy.
But let me send you guys this. When nothing was coming up for free, I decided to put a photo of myself up there. Of course, I would never display that like Samantha Jones. You can upload your own.
This is before
my frame came in, but how funny is
that? That's hilarious. That's more like Kim. Like, I feel like Kim would do that.
I just texted it to you.
That is so funny.
So cool.
Great picture. I mean, like, the resolution's insane.
Isn't that sick? Anyway, so Frame, sponsor the I Don't Get It podcast, please. We hate you.
God, I had no idea it would be like this.
Ashley, you need the frame. Like, everyone needs the frame, and the border's just so pretty. You can get teak wood. You can get different colors.
So you get different borders.
You get different borders. I picked beige, obviously, but you can pick different colors. And they just slip on magnetically, so you could switch it out, too, if you wanted. Anyways,
is this one picture of you on there? Is that before the frame is on?
Yeah, that's because I had to order it separately. So I was waiting for it to come in.
Whoa, that's amazing. Okay, well, thanks for the info.
Yeah, you should get one. Anyway, so the car's been around 150 years.
Okay, so the car's, and let's just pretend it's 150. Dinosaurs, we had this moment. Lauren and I had this moment last week. Dinosaurs roamed the freaking earth 65 million years ago. That would be really mind-boggling. 65 million years. We can't conceptualize 65 million years, like, at all.
No.
How do we even have bones from 65 million years ago?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
We can't even fathom, like, a million years. Because you really realize when you think about the dinosaurs being around 65 million years ago, you think about how short the human lifespan really is. Like, we live for nothing. And then you think about the fact that of 65 million years since there was like intelligent life, like, you know, they definitely were able to like do shit, you know?
No, they roamed the earth.
They roamed the
only
earth.
I mean, in 150 years, we were able to make a car. Is that what you're saying?
150 years ago, we have been born. We have all been alive during the 150 years of the car.
Lauren, it's these conversations that like make me pray to God I get high with Ashley before we all die.
Ashley, are you willing?
You would literally love being high. Being high is literally this, but funnier.
But I don't even need it. I'm just
but it's
funnier. What? No, it is extremely mind-boggling. I remember when I was covering Jurassic Park, because I'm obsessed with dinosaurs, even though I thought it was billion, not million. But it is, it reminds me of how small and insignificant we are. And also, like, there's going to be another iteration of Earth after us. Like, we're going to get wiped out. I kind of think we're going to get wiped out by AI, to bring it again full circle, because that's our special talent. I actually think that's the way we go out. And then other things are going to be here on Earth later.
And then, so, like, well, because, like, there's the time when there are dinosaurs. They're going to go to another planet and start over.
That's the whole thing, is that AI gets so smart that they decide to explore other intelligence in the universe, and then they decide that they don't need us around in order to do that anymore.
What is crazy is there are obviously, this is such a high fucking conversation, I can't believe it.
I'm sorry.
There is obviously,
maybe we call the episode "We Swear We're Not High."
Maybe we
should be.
There are obviously other planets out there with life on there, because I believe that. And they, so many, maybe millions of planets where there's life on there.
Of course.
They're developing technologies. And they were around billions of light years before us. Mm-hmm. They've obviously created AI, and they may have come to our planet. Like, what the fuck? Why are we so small-minded and so small? You know, like...
Have you ever watched the video of, like, type in like how big the universe is, and it's zoom out. It's like on one person, and then it zooms out to their city, and then the country, and then the world, and out to the universe. And you're literally like, why do I care about anything?
Yeah. It's like, why is there even a question of aliens when obviously there is, and they're coming, and they came, and they've been here, obviously.
Or look at your ears, motherfucker. You're the alien.
Boom.
Okay, but I want to go back to what Naz said. Okay, so there was the time of the dinosaurs, and then there's like time of humans, and then you're right. Like, humans like probably won't exist on the planet at some point.
Yeah,
or maybe we're just,
because
it's a different
set
of
humans. Dinosaurs can go and stay extinct, you know?
Yeah,
and they went extinct because of like ice or whatnot. Okay, so listen, let's go back to the fact that we have been blessed enough to live in the time of cars. Mm-hmm. And computers
and planes
and all of this stuff that makes our lives so easy. But there's only been like nobody who's been able to live. Like, we're like one of a couple generations that have had the honor of living on Earth when it's been this easy.
Yeah. If I was around, well, I mean, Ashley, that is if you don't believe in reincarnation, because I would argue that like the three of us probably were around, just like in different bodies, experiencing life without air conditioning, which thank God we forget about when we come into new bodies.
Okay, so it's no surprise that everyone knows that I feel anxious every now and then. And it's also no surprise that out of the three of us, I love to rely on... natural things to help me with sleep and stress management. And lately I've been relying on Next Evo Naturals. It is so incredible. It's like next level of wellness. It's CBD, but as you guys know, I've talked about CBD in the past. I feel like average CBD oil and other types of CBD just don't cut it. Next Evo Naturals is the best CBD products I've found, because they basically developed this thing called Smart Sorb technology.
Fast acting.
Exactly. So it basically, your body absorbs the CBD four times better than regular CBD oil. I mean, like, this is cutting edge stuff, my friend.
They also have gummies, which is what I eat every night.
Don't you feel like your sleep is way better?
It's so hard. Like, you sleep so hard. It is so amazing, because usually I'll wake up like every like couple hours like to change the channel on the TV because Forensic Files turns off or something. And I don't really notice that when I take my Next Evo gummies. So you guys, make CBD a part of reaching your full potential. Try Next Evo Naturals capsules, gummies, mints, and topical creams with Smart Sorb technology, clinically proven to be better absorbed by your body. Get 20% off your first order of $40 or more at nextevo.com/get it. That's 20% off nextevo.com/get it.
Again,
Make CBD a part of you reaching your full potential. Try Next Evo Naturals. And they come in capsules, gummies, mints, and topical creams with a smart sorb technology clinically proven to be better absorbed by your body. Get 20% off your first order of $40 or more at nextevo.com/get it. That is 20% off nextevo.com/get it.
And I was talking about childbirth earlier with this girl who, like, basically she's had two kids, and every time she dilates to a certain point and then can't push. And then, like, I'm like, well, if you were born however many years ago, that would have been it for you. And it's just nuts.
I have another high mm-hmm. Theory I want to throw out. Do you think, or what other way do you think humans would enter Earth aside from a women's vagina, like, light years from now? Or, 'cause I don't think that's the only way babies are going to be born forever. Really?
You think they're going to put them in, like, test tubes only?
I don't know. I just think there's going to be another way that humans enter the world.
I would say if there's one, it would be, like, just the Petri dish method where, like, they get to grow in a Petri dish in an incubator.
Right. If you think about it, it's kind of already happening. So
you can put it in your refrigerator.
So then think, like, 400 years from now, they're probably going to, babies are going to come in another form, I think.
Yeah. I'm sure that there's lots of people who might choose to do that, but I think instinctually people are going to prefer to carry their own children because, like, even though I said my entire pregnancy, and this has been, like, a year and a half removed now, and it's the truth of the matter is they, like, say, you forget. I definitely have forgotten just how miserable it was. But
wow,
I kept saying to my dad, you know, oh,
it's like when you really like
a
toxic guy and then you forget.
Yeah,
exactly. Rose colored glasses only.
Totally. I'll be like, you know, dad, I want a surrogate. I'm for the second one. I'm not doing this again. We're having a surrogate. You know, I say dad because, you know, dad said, I will write you out of the will if you have a surrogate.
Oh,
okay.
Interesting.
And I was like, what in the world? He's like, if you can carry,
you're able
bodied.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
So I was like, fine, I guess I'll have to carry the kid. I don't
want
to get rid of the will, as dark as that is.
You know,
then Jared says that my mom feels so bad for, like, what I had to go through. And my mom said, you know, like, you can get a surrogate the second time. She literally said this, like, a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then I told Jared, I go, guess what? My mom said that I can get a surrogate and not get written out of the will.
She's just saying that.
And that, really?
Yes.
And then Jared goes, yeah, but you know that you, if given the option, you'd just do it again. You'd rather just do it. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's so weird. I'd rather just be sick for another 9 months.
Mm-hmm. You'd feel bad because you are, you know, able to do it.
Listen, no choice is bad. Whatever you want to do is
right. Whatever you want to do. But on an even more huge high note, whoa, when you order mayo, do you say, can I have mayonnaise or mayo?
Well, I don't fucking order mayo because mayo is nasty.
Like a side of, can I just have some extra mayo or extra mayonnaise?
Can I get some mayo? Can I get some?
If you say mayonnaise, you're annoying.
You're weird, right? You're a weirdo.
Can I have some mayonnaise?
What other food is shortened that way other than mayo?
Yeah, you don't say ket or must.
Get me some ket.
Can you give me some mayo when you get a chance? Can you give me some mayo?
Yeah, what do I do?
I'm trying to really figure out.
I do say mayonnaise.
I mean, I probably have said mayonnaise before, but
mayonnaise is kind of fun to say. Actually, I take it back.
It's
very straight.
It's kind of gross. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Do you guys say mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise. Yeah, because mayo or it's mayonnaise. There's no mayonnaise.
There's no mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Imagine dating someone that's such a Sex in the City episode and you're like dating the hottest guy ever. And then you go on a date with him and that's like the ick. He's like, can I have some mayonnaise?
Some mayonnaise.
And you're like,
they
no.
come to breakfast the next morning, like, ladies, he said mayonnaise.
And they're like, get the fuck out. Do not have sex with that guy.
I'm just asking this because I think one of Hunter and I's, like, first, like, dinner dates or lunch dates or whatever, I said, can I have some mayonnaise? Because I didn't know. I'm like, is it weirder to say mayo or mayonnaise? And that's it.
That's funny. My,
well, I mean, I'm married to a man who says draw.
A draw.
And then he also says diarrhea. So I'm pretty sure mayonnaise would be fine.
Instead of diarrhea,
he says diarrhea. Diarrhea. And it's just like he says idea. Like it's the Rhode Island accent. Well, it's really embarrassing.
There's a lot of people that say rum instead of room. And I'm like, it's a room.
Yeah.
It's a
roof instead of roof.
It's not rum. It's a roof. Yeah. I was really annoyed. I have an I don't get it that I have like three. I'll just read off. Mm-hmm. Like, why do coffee shops close at 4? That's so whack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yeah. I want to sit somewhere and work on my computer at 6 or 7. I actually want to do it more at that time.
Yeah.
Like, right. Why are you
we close at 5?
Oh,
it's annoying. Coffee shops should be open till 11.
Well, you know what? You represent an audience that isn't there, because if it was there, then people wouldn't get.
It is in LA, a major city like LA and New York. Are you kidding? People would always be working.
Don't you feel like in New York?
That's why I need the bourgeois pig only. Yeah.
No, the bourgeois pig is no longer is null and void. No longer exists. I know. Isn't that sad? It was a coffee shop in Los Feliz that I loved and open at night, and it doesn't.
That sucks.
But there is one in Venice called Zinc or Zinke that's open till 11.
Yeah. Zinke,
and
yeah.
I love it there. The Venice.
You
one,
just
not
named
the WeHo
two
one.
Places I went on my first date with Jack.
Oh yeah, we dropped
both
you
of those.
We
went to both of
Jack.
Those. That's so Whoa. Weird. You named both of those.
Sky Daddy's
that's
being
bizarre.
Weird today.
Yeah.
Okay, my other one.
Sky Daddy?
Sky Daddy's what I call the universe.
I've never heard of that, and I want to steal it.
Steal it. Everyone says it now. I'm like, Sky everyone Daddy. Around me loves saying, I got it from my mentor, Rachel.
Sky Daddy's crazy.
My other I don't get it is like, I hate Christmas episodes in shows, not during the holidays.
Yeah, like they shouldn't even air them.
Like, I'm like, this is incorrect. Like, air this in November. I don't care that your show's out right now. I don't want a Christmas episode in March.
Well, they only do that in syndication.
No, that's not true. Ted Lasso had a Christmas episode not around Christmas, I'm almost positive. Or some show did. Maybe I'm getting it. Maybe I'm getting that wrong, but some show had one. And I was like, this is weird. No. And then the other I don't get it I had is I had a new friend over the other night. Do you guys do this? I don't get why I do this.
It's literally
date new friends.
It's literally like something my parents did when I was young, and I want to know if other products of the 90s do this.
Okay.
I turned all the lights on in all my rooms because I was going to give her a house tour. Uh-huh. And I'm like, why do I turn the lights on in every room? And oh, I forgot to tell you guys, I went to a boy's house last week.
A boy's house.
And when I went over, he also did the same thing. He turned the lights on in all his rooms too to show me. And I was like, this is really
I think
funny.
That's normal. I don't think it's weird at all.
I don't get it. Why? I think it's weird. I don't know.
We have to show off the room in its entirety. It'd be weird. You're just showing a person like a semi-dark room, right?
Hi, Dawson. It's such a weird like tradition, like thing that we do.
To show our houses or to turn the lights on?
I think both showing kind of. The house is the weird part.
That's what I'm saying. Both, all of it's weird.
All of it's weird.
I'm like, I'm getting ready. This room has to be clean because she has to look at a room. Like, yeah. What?
I like to keep everything a secret in my house. Like, don't ask, don't look.
That tracks for you for sure.
Yeah.
I like to show off the house, not to like show it off, but be like, hey, look, you know, because I like to see other people's houses. But mm-hmm. my mom was always like, never give a tour of the house. It's like,
unless it's asked.
It's rude. Yeah. Unless it's asked.
Yeah.
Because Sebastian Maniscalco, you guys know my favorite comedian. Yeah. He has a joke about this. He's like, it's so funny when you're on a house tour that they show you every room of the house, and then the bedroom, like, people are like all weird about. And,
yeah, they are weird.
He was
about
like,
it.
People are like, is this where you fuck? Like,
no, that's because it's usually messy.
No, it's like an intimate room.
Yes, it's just like an intimate.
The man and the woman are in there.
The main bedroom. Like, it's interesting. It's very interesting. The last thing I wanted to say is, I did ketamine recently.
You did?
Yeah. And recreationally? No, not with a therapist.
Oh, okay.
It was really like puddly and only lasted 45 minutes and it wasn't crazy like how I thought it was going to be. It was actually like kind of nice. But what the word I wrote down was wholesome, because I feel like in my world that word is being thrown around a lot. Mm-hmm. Like when people are talking about what they want to do, I don't know. I just feel like on social media, people are like, that's very wholesome. And I just have always thought of that word when I think of us three.
Oh, really? And so I'm like, the girl who just did ketamine.
I know. Wait, it seems like the most opposite.
Literally opposite. You just snorted a horse tranquilizer.
I didn't snort horse tranquilizer. It was a jelly and I put it under my tongue. So I don't think it lasted
45 minutes. Okay.
But the point is that I contain multitudes, but also like in general, the three of us are very wholesome. Like I would rather be baking chocolate chip cookies, watching a Steven Spielberg movie in my house over like doing many other things in life.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the three of us skew very wholesome.
We definitely do. Not my entire life, but for right now, yes.
Ashley, I would say that, to be quite honest,
that you are and we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because you are wholesome on steroids. You're an oatmeal raisin. But in comparison to the rest of the world, Lauren and I are pretty wholesome. Lauren,
no, not the rest of the world.
For the average.
For the US.
I think. I think
the US are average. Because I think you need to be with more religious people because they think we're fucking not wholesome.
Yeah.
Well, how do you describe wholesome? Like, what is your...
In my mind, I think it
doesn't do drugs.
No drugs. Not really drinking. Not sleeping with multiple people other than their partner. I mean,
okay, that's interesting. The way I view wholesome is like how you choose to spend your time. I wasn't thinking of like what you just mentioned.
No, that I think it's very interesting.
Definition is of that is wholesome is what we described.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're like never we're mind. Wholesome.
Oh wait, I have a chat notification. Andrea said this is my favorite. I don't get it ever. You know why, Andrea? Because we haven't rambled in forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're pretty fucking hilarious and wholesome. And we'll end there.
All right.
Because we are full circle bitches.
Full circle.
Full circle bitches. See ya.
Bye.
I don't get it.
Podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.